Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You may have heard the headlines. Bugs, insects could be extinct later this century. Extinct, is that even possible? Let's ask an expert. Dr. Nicole Miller-Strutman is the Lawrence L. Browning Junior Assistant Professor in the Department of Biology at Webster University. Was that just attention-grabbing, Professor, or could we actually be looking at insect extinction?
If the numbers were to continue at the rates that were estimated in the paper, it's possible. Is it likely that all insects will go extinct? No. I think that is a little bit of attention grabbing, but it does illustrate the point that we are losing not only biomass, but species at really alarming rates. And insects are incredibly important. So we don't have to have all insects go extinct to have some major impacts on our communities.
Well, some reports are saying that more than at least 40% of insect species are threatened with extinction. So that alone would definitely have an impact on our lives. I think some people who don't like insects would say, oh, good, insects are going away. I hate bugs.
Right. Well, and it's easy. There are some antagonists out there, some ones that are just really easy to not like. Mosquitoes, ticks. Anybody who, even though bees are near and dear to my heart, sometimes people who've been stung or are allergic to them are very uncomfortable around them. But we need them. We need them all. If for not only our health, because a lot of the nutritious foods that we eat are pollinated by these kinds of plants, but we need them for decomposition. So breaking down of biomass, otherwise we're just going to have large masses of sticks and leaves and things that are naturally broken down by these organisms will pile up.
We already have been hearing for years about bees. And by the way, I think when people say, I don't like bees, they are often talking about wasps and hornets and other really annoying, stinging insects. I feel like bees get a bad rap.
Bees do get a bad rap, but wasps actually get a bad rap, too, because most wasps are pollinators and they're not stinging. They don't. There's like five species of wasps that really and hornets that really scare us because they are more aggressive. But even wasps get a bad rap. A lot of them are actually quite good. Now, I mean, we do have to be careful because there are people who are allergic, right?
Sure.
I mean, and deathly so. So there is an element of respect that's needed for these organisms. But we tend to pool all of them together and we forget about the beneficial things that they do for us.
Right. I mean, as much as we all hate mosquitoes, you know, what would happen to bats? What would happen to birds?
Right.
What would happen to all these other creatures that rely on mosquitoes?
Right.
And
then we rely on those creatures for other services. So, you know, I mean, it's all connected and we really can't pick and choose which parts of biodiversity we want to save because it's so interconnected and we need that biodiversity. We need that biodiversity for our own food systems, but also for maintaining the biodiversity that we have on Earth.
Let's get to the real important point of this, if we haven't already emphasized the point of how important insects are. Why are they facing extinction? What is happening?
Well, there's multiple things that are happening at once. And the problem is that any one of these things may not have been so horrible, but once you add on a couple different layers, it's just too much for them to handle. So the top one right now is land use, how we're using our land. We are converting a lot of our land to monocultures, and that is an efficient use to some degree of getting products out of the land, but long term.
So you used to have a field of different flowers and plants. It's wall-to-wall corn.
Yes, exactly.
Or grass,
right.
Or lawn,
right. And lawn is a big issue, and, you know, there's a whole interesting history behind the lawn and how it became the staple of a symbol of prosperity, even though from a pollinator's perspective, from an insect's perspective, it's kind of a dead land because there isn't very much for them to forage on. But so that's one big thing, conversion of land to things that aren't suitable for insects And I will say that it's not necessarily that all monoculture would have to go away, but there are simple things we can do, like create hedgerows, build in some of that diversity that would actually buffer our systems so that they wouldn't be as affected by any sort of, you know, climate change or a big storm coming through or whatever it is. So there's things that we can actually do to help the insects that would help farmers at the same time. So that's one. That's one of the top ones. Certainly pesticide use is another big one. Pesticides, particularly broad pesticides, are they don't target specific species. So if you're spraying in your yard for mosquitoes, you're affecting everything else that's in your yard as well. You're including the pollinators. You're including the beautiful butterflies. They're also going to be affected by those insecticides. Climate change is coming up, right? So that's another one that is coming, that's developing. As of now, it doesn't have as large of an impact, but combined with these other factors, it's going to, in the next, you know, 30 or so years, have much larger impacts. Then there are some species that are really very sensitive, and they are sort of indicator species that once we start seeing declines in a certain number of species, we really can see that as a red flag. And certainly the monarch butterfly has become that. It's a symbol. We all enjoy seeing the butterflies when they come. And every season, right, they're traveling back and forth between Mexico and North America, and their numbers are declining very, very, very quickly. And that's an indication. You know, that's a species that most people can identify and relate to. And so that's a red flag for everybody to be able to respond to. So there's other things that people can do to help insects that are, like you said, very simple. So using fewer pesticides is one of them. Even if you can't convert your entire lawn, you know, there are stipulations in certain communities, but if you can have just rows of, say, native plants, maybe don't mow quite as frequently. Even if you just go from mowing once a week to every other week, that can help biodiversity.
Well, she is Dr. Nicole Miller-Strutman, and she is a professor in the Department of Biology and the College of Arts and Sciences at Webster University. Thanks so much for the information today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.